Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so stunning numbers, but then we didn't expect anything less. Predicted 7 million unemployed in the jobless report, unemployment report coming out today. So
8:30 this morning is when the feds release it.
Let's hope it's 7 million. They're saying it could be higher. It's a stunning figure. Particularly considering I'm looking at a MarketWatch article from just 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And it just came up when I was searching 7 million unemployment. And it was from 2 months ago, and it was talking about how there were 7 million, exactly on the dot, unfilled jobs in America. And that was our biggest problem. We're going to try to figure out how to fill those jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the biggest, most stunning economic coup, I mean, turnaround I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen it like it.
Absolutely. No, this is positively historic, and it is global.
Yeah, it is. And to put some of it in perspective, the 7 million figure that everyone's throwing around today is actually quite low because it leaves out the first week of unemployment claims. I don't know why they're doing that. Remember the first week, this 3 weeks ago, right?
Right.
Was 3.3 million.
Right.
That was a record week. That was 1 week.
Had it quadrupled weekly record that week.
That week, yes.
And then the next week?
And then the next week it doubled.
Yes.
To 6.6 million.
Yep.
And that became the new U.S. record for all time in terms of a single week, how many people filed. 6.6 million people filed in the week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this 7 million figure that just came out is, they're projecting it for when it comes out at 7:30 would be the new record, which is just absolutely completely stunning. Do you realize what that means? Let me put this in perspective right now. This is where we are. I know we're not allowed to talk about this much. We can only talk about the latest numbers of COVID-19. Not allowed to talk about people suffering outside. If they don't have COVID-19, they don't count. But I'm here to tell you, do you know what this means? 1 million people a day are now filing for unemployment. 1 million people a day in America. We have never seen a rate even approaching that.
Yeah.
So every day that we continue with this, these lockdowns, shutdowns, stay in your house, business destruction orders coming from governors, every day the cost is a million people.
Trump is absolutely right. There has never been anything like this. And it's important that, and I know he goes out of his way to pat himself on the back about this, but I think he has to, because the media is not, and people don't understand that this is completely unprecedented. Never in human history have economies shut down immediately and all over the globe. This has never happened, whether it has been war, whether it has been hurricanes, whether it's been earthquakes or whatever. All those are regional events, and all those things happen in stages. And, you may have something shut down completely, like, the great San Francisco earthquake. Okay, yeah, that economy was gone, but everything around it was still open for business and still working. But never in human history have we shut down vast portions of economies globally in just hours or days. And that's what's happened. So there is no model. There is no study. There is no body of work to go back and look at. This is completely uncharted territory. And that's one of the reasons I'm really sick of the overreaching and the overblown criticism of Donald Trump and his performance during this. There's no book, there's no owner's manual on the dashboard to go look at for this. And I realize that many things are new and different, but you usually have days or weeks or months to prepare for, not this.
No, and as we point out every day, Donald Trump is doing a better job than just about anybody in the world in first world countries. Mm-hmm. We've gone country by country through Europe, and the numbers are stunning. And keep in mind, our death numbers are grossly overinflated for this. Our death numbers are all but a lie.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've now got audio we're going to be playing today from doctors who are just aghast. They're like, we've never coded for anything like this, where we just assume with no test they had coronavirus and say that's what killed them when they also had heart disease. We've never had coding instructions like this.
Right.
We don't code for the flu like this.
No.
We don't code for colds like this. We don't code for any other thing but coronavirus. So I want you to understand, when you see coronavirus statistics, the death rate, the death rate per million, all of that, they're all fake. Nobody knows how many people have died of coronavirus. It's stunning audio from a doctor. I'm going to play it coming up. But here's just the latest. Right now in America, we are sitting at 45 deaths per million. That is an overinflated, exaggerated figure. Many of those people may not have even had coronavirus. Nobody knows. But that's what the number's at right now, 14,797. Okay, let's go through Europe. How is France doing this morning? 162 per million. Wait, we're at 45? What about Spain? 316 per million. We're at 45. All right, but how about like the United Kingdom? That's a better fit. Okay, more than twice ours. 106 per million. How about, I don't know, let's pick another European country. Belgium, 220 per million dead. What's the number here again? And this is, keep in mind it's inflated. 45 people per million. Let's look at the Netherlands, 130 per million. How about Switzerland? 106. Do I need to keep going? I mean, he has crushed this. And again, our 45 people dead per million is in a wildly inflated number, more than likely, because they have changed the coding statistics just to make it bigger. So this is where we are this morning by, you know, the most important measure, and that is how many died. We are far and away beating the rest of the first world. The only country that is a first world country that comes in better than us is Germany at 28. We are at per million dead. We are at 45. So I don't know when I see the belly aching on television, I literally am completely lost. And that's because they are doing this without context. And you'll note the context is missing. It's just wine fest. Trump did bad. With no context, no way to demonstrate that he did poorly. So it's frustrating.
The game now with the White House press corps, of what's left of it, is to try to go back and pin some email that somebody said at some time that had some mention of coronavirus or Wuhan flu or China or anything else, and try to pin that to Trump. And, you know, what did you know and when did you know it? And was it back in November? Was it in January? Was it in December? What did you know? When did you know it? Did you see this memo? I mean, that's all we're getting out of the White House press corps right now. That's the question du jour that we're always trying to hang on Trump. That's all they seem to be doing.
While incredibly, they defend the World Health Organization,
exactly,
which was telling people this wasn't any big deal. They were telling people this wasn't any big deal the same week Trump ended the flights from China.
And I just want
most of them. And that's the unbelievable. They're defending the WHO.
And I want to point out once again that international, and listen, this is not me being isolationist. That's not the point. But I am tired of liberal progressives who put way too much confidence in international non-governmental agencies that have no accountability whatsoever. They are not democratically elected. They are simply institutions that have been allowed to develop that have control over the sovereignty of sovereign nations. And these international organizations have failed. Look what the WHO. WHO should have been able to isolate this, or should have been able to pressure China to isolate this. They did not. They failed. And where are the useless nations? Where is the UN in this? When's the last time you heard from the UN Secretary General? There has been radio silence from the United Nations. It is time for them to just shut the doors on that thing. Say, guys, it's been real. Have fun. We'll see you. Let's close this. Guess what? We'll make the United Nations building a COVID-19 facility. How about that? Because it would be more useful for something like that than what it's going on now. Because I see absolutely nothing coming out of the United Nations. And what better time than a global pandemic for an organization called the United Nations to be working, to be facilitating some type of cure, some type of cooperation between nations? I see nothing. All I see is international leaders like Donald Trump and Boris Johnson and, you know, Angela Merkel and all the other individual leaders trying to do the best they can for their nations in an emergency situation. I don't see this global organization, the United Nations, doing anything. And this is why, once again, I caution people about putting faith and allowing national sovereignty to be handed over to these international organizations. It is a complete, utter failure. And this is a great example.
It is. And I guess just to cap that, and I know we're late in the segment, I want to throw this in, Lee, on, I mean, what is the plan now? The Democrats' plan? Well, we're going to deny that China had anything to do with this. Yeah. And we're going to investigate Trump. And Andrew McCarthy, the ranking Republican in the House, nailed it when he said, are you kidding me? You're going to investigate Trump, but not China. This goes right to what you're saying, Lee.
Yep. Adam Schiff is so out of touch. We are in the middle of a crisis. Let's take care of this crisis. If somebody really wants to look at something, let's look at China and President Xi. Because China lied, because they would not let our experts in, our scientists, our researchers, this is 95% worse than we'd ever see. We could have contained this in China itself. But lo and behold, the Democrats and Adam Schiff himself, remember how many times he has lied to the American public. The only thing he can think about is how he can go after the president in the middle of a crisis in America.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We need to have these Chinese hearings. We desperately need, but they have become an international and national security threat.
Oh, they have been that.
Well, they have.
They have been that. And this country has allowed that to happen.
I know, which, by the way, we're going to get into this, me and you, 705, Lee. Even The Atlantic is now admitting, as you sent me the article last night, that, you know, Donald Trump, that Trump guy, he might have been right about China. Might have been. You think?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Good morning. I don't want to say good morning to our governor. Governor, I've got a message for you, honey. People are so desperate for their unemployment checks. You know all those people you put out of work casually, brush your hand the other day? Those people, they're desperate now. I mean, their businesses that they lost, they need their checks. And the problem is that our unemployment filing system here in South Carolina has so broken down. They're calling me now, sir, because they can't get through. Can't get through to you. Your office is useless. Oh, and the employment office, even more useless than your office. Now, look, I get, do you see the article in the Greenville News? Do you see this headline? Glitches, delays, plague South Carolina's overloaded unemployment system. So when you need the check the most, well, don't call Henry. Don't call Henry. How bad is it, you ask? Glad you did. Well, let me start where we were. A month ago, the department was handling about 2,000 jobless claims a week. Now the waves of business closures stemming from the pandemic, more than 97,000 claims were submitted in the last 2 weeks of March, including nearly 17,000 combined in Anderson, Greenville, Oconee, and Pickens counties. Well, that's a bloodbath. Governor, you went on television and eliminated tens of thousands of jobs with your business shutdown on Monday and Tuesday. It was a two-punch hit. And you admitted you knew you were killing off jobs and businesses, some permanently. You said it at the press conference. So, like, the one thing as governor, if I were governor, if I had one thing that I was going to do, do you know what it would be if I eliminated tens of thousands of businesses and jobs in a two-day sweep? Do you know what I would do? Before I did that, I'd make sure I had the capacity to handle it in my unemployment office. Wouldn't you do that? Now, look, I know this is unprecedented in those numbers that I just read to you in terms of people trying to reach the unemployment office and file, which, by the way, by all accounts, the filing system is all but broken down. It begins to reject and kick people out about halfway through the process. And when they call, there's nobody to help. It's overloaded. Now, look, I get it. We are seeing unprecedented numbers here, but there is no way, no how, because I'm a good person with a kind heart. I would have executed, eliminated, destroyed, annihilated that many jobs in one fell swoop unless I knew for sure that they could at least get a check. But you, Henry, you didn't do that. If only there were a way we could have known how overwhelmed the office would be. If only there were a way we could have anticipated the number of we did. Here's Henry earlier in the week.
We hope that this order today will reduce the rising rate of infection and also reduce the rate of noncompliance and also reduce...
And I'm sorry, that's the wrong. Oh, here it is. Here's the jobs. If only there were a way to know how many jobs we would lose. He did when he shut it down.
By the end of this week, we expect to have over 200,000 people who have applied for unemployment insurance in South Carolina. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Each one of those 200,000 people likely represents a family. And we know there'll be more.
You had one job, Governor, one job. Help these poor, desperate people. You put them out of work. You're one of the last governors in the entire country. That means you've had weeks to prepare for this. And you failed. You have failed enormously. Monstrously. And do you know, sir, what the biggest outrage of all of this is? You're still drawing your paycheck. You're still getting your benefits. And those poor people you put out of work can't even get through to your unemployment office, sir. I couldn't sleep if I were you. And by the way, if you had any class, which you do not, the first thing you would have said at that press conference was, I know the pain I am causing. I am not going to take a paycheck or benefits until I have lifted all these orders. But you didn't have the class to do that. So now we're asking you. Petition was mobbed yesterday. We have started a petition. One of our listeners has started a petition asking the governor, no paycheck, no benefits until you restore You reopen our economy. It's only fair, sir. It will make you a better leader if you have to live the way the rest of us are. You want to sign the petition? Send the keyword to the WORD text line. GOVPAY, all one word, GovPay. GOVPAY will send you the petition. Please sign. It'll take like 2 minutes. GOVPAY.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You can't make this up. No, you can't. Governor throws tens of thousands of people out of work, admits his actions will cause a total of 200,000 unemployment filings. Did he know? He knows they're coming. Dude's had one job. One job. He's one of the last governors in the country to shut the economy down. He's to be commended for that. He hung out for a long time, which gave you plenty of time. Plenty of time to beef up the unemployment office, to do what it took so that when you threw all those business owners, all their employees out of work with your back-to-back orders Monday and Tuesday, they could get an unemployment check. It's your only job. And you failed, sir. You have failed utterly. You should see my email inbox. They can't contact your office, can't get through to the unemployment office. So they're emailing me now. They have nowhere else to go. They're hoping I'll talk about it so that they won't go under, so that they'll get a paycheck so they can feed their kids. Sir, you couldn't be more out of touch, Governor McMaster, if the governor's mansion was in Alaska. You should be ashamed. It's not like you didn't know they were coming. You said at the press conference, oh, we're expecting 200,000 by the end of the week. The system is broken down entirely. It won't let many people pass the midway point of the application. Lines are overwhelmed when you try to call. So where it is right now in South Carolina, and I have to hand it to the Greenville News, did a good job of documenting this. If McMaster threw you out of work on Monday and Tuesday by closing the business you own or where you work, you're on your own. Good luck. At least, of course, you know, he's keeping his salary and benefits, which burns me to know it. I got to tell you, folks, just as a human being, not a politician, a human being, I cannot imagine. It would take an emotional toll on me to know that I had put that many people out of work. And he acknowledged he did it with this order. It would bother me profoundly. I would feel I had to go first. Wouldn't you? Look, I realize that I'm maybe destroying your business that you worked your whole life to build. It may never reopen once I shut it. I realize that many jobs will never come back again once, you know, I eliminate them. I know that tens of thousands of people will be unemployed because of what I did. But I believe so much in what I'm doing. This is how I would have done it. That I'm going to go first. I'm going to forego my salary and benefits because I know you won't have one. No, he kept it. He kept it. And you are now on your own because good luck getting unemployment. The office is absolutely swamped to the point of breakdown. Again, McMaster has been contemplating this shutdown for nigh a month now. This should have been taken care of. This was really the only thing he had to do of any major import. Beef up the unemployment office. He failed. And I really think, sir, look, you and I disagree on your action shutting down the economy and demolishing all these businesses for the supposed public good. We disagree on that, but we can agree on one thing. You would be a better leader for this time if you were going through what you have put on 200,000 plus people in this state. And so I'm asking you to help you maintain a perspective, forego your salary and forego your benefits. No paybacksies once you know, you go collect the money once the state reopens. You don't get paid. You don't have benefits for as long as we don't get paid and don't have benefits. It's the only decent thing to do. So I'm asking folks this morning to sign, because I honestly think Henry McMaster, honestly, at this point, is so out of touch that he's not even an effective governor. Sign the petition. We make it easy for you. You can text the word GovPay. This is a petition asking Henry McMaster to forego his pay and benefits until he rescinds every one of his orders that have shut down businesses. He doesn't get paid till they all get paid again. This will help you start to understand what the people who can't get through to your unemployment office and who can't overcome the many glitches in the application, because the application is now changed because there's different parameters. So people who didn't qualify before, business owners, furloughs, they do now, but your application doesn't reflect it. It's chaos. So again, I'm asking, sir, in solidarity, no salary, no benefits. So text the word GovPay, G-O-V-P-A-Y, it's all one word, G-O-V-P-A-Y, to the text line 71307. I'm asking you to do two things this morning. Number one, sign the petition. It's very easy to do. And by the way, if you don't want your name to appear on it, there's a way that you can sign and it'll count as a signature, but you can, you know, hide your name. So there's no excuse not to sign. G-O-V-P-A-Y. Text that to the text line 71307. I'm asking you to do a second thing, though. I've got this up on my Facebook page. It's a copy of the petition. So you could sign it there as well, but share it. It's at Tara Servatius fan page. We need to slap some sense into the governor, some sense of reality. He does not have it. If I were him personally, I'd be out there today updating these poor frantic people all over my inbox. They're emailing me, sir. They can't get you. They can't get benefits. One poor guy yesterday, he can't get anything. He's losing his business because of what you did to him. He can't pay the bills. The system doesn't work for him. And it doesn't work for thousands of other people. I would give a press conference, sir. People are panicked. You are failing and falling down on the job badly. All while you go on with, you know, drawing your salary, $106,000 bucks a year, and your benefits. Shame on you. All right, enough of that for now. I am just absolutely disappointed in him. Again, you had one job, sir. One job. You've had weeks to be on top of this, and you failed. David in Simpsonville, what do you think, sir?
I think he dropped the ball, and a whole bunch of other governors are showing their true colors, and Trump's staying out of it by citing the Constitution that he should.
Yeah. But that wasn't why you called. You called because you wanted to talk about Democrats releasing convicts.
Yeah, they're releasing them in all these major cities.
I know.
And there's no jobs to go to. And there's not a whole lot of food. And they can't even wipe their butts. So it's like a recipe for chaos or riots, it seems like.
Well, it is. And now you know why they're saying this, because these governors, these blue state governors, are saying, oh, I've got to let thousands out, including child molesters, because they're in danger of getting coronavirus. Well, I mean, who are the least likely people to comply with stay at home orders or any kind of order or any kind of law? Criminals. And they're flooding the streets with them.
And also with all this going on, it's like that old saying the Democrats want to do. They want to make you trade safety, well, your rights for safety.
Right.
It's the way they get rid of your rights, by saying, we'll make you safe if you just give them up.
And in the end, you don't end up safe either.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, you know where that's coming from, by the way? A George Soros-funded group, the Brennan Center, heavily financed by George Soros, has submitted a letter to the governors of all 50 states urging them to use executive action to release, quote, as many people as possible from incarceration due to the coronavirus threat. So this is just empty the Democrat voters onto the streets, let them riot, you know, get as many of them out of the prison as you can. And they're doing it. They're doing it. All right. Thank you so much for your phone call. We have a ton coming up, folks. You wouldn't believe the stuff that's coming out. We're going to lay it out over the next couple of hours here. Please listen. If your listening habits have changed, take us with you on your phone. You can download the radio.com app. Real easy to do. Radio.com app. Go to Play Store and get that. Favorite 106.3 WORD and take us all over town as you stand in the bread lines and do your grocery shopping and, whatever else it is you're doing. Maybe listen while you're working to 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Have you seen what's going on in Lawrence? Oh, you got to love this state. So the governor just put tens of thousands of people out of work over 48 hours. The unemployment application system in this state is virtually non-functional. It's an absolute disaster, total embarrassment. But are the authorities in this state, is government putting their effort into making sure that people Henry McMaster has put out of work for the public good can eat? No, that's not the first priority. No, the first priority is making sure they can't earn a living. Did you see this? Lawrence police. This is according to GoLawrence.com, news site. Lawrence police are requesting the assistance of the public in enforcing the governor's order. They want you to call the snitch line. If you witness a violation of the order, please dial the non-emergency line to report the violation. This is the police non-emergency line. Most municipalities have like a 911 and then they have a non-emergency line so you can still call. I'd give it out, but it would help them, so I'm not going to. If you want to call in and fink your neighbors out, rat your neighbors out, who literally can't get an unemployment check, but cannot work by the governor's orders. You want to rat them out, you're on your own. You can figure out what the line is. I'm not telling you. If police are able to respond to the incident and witness a violation in progress, violators will be fined in accordance with the terms of the order. Dude, how are they going to pay that? They can't even get an unemployment check. System is broken down. Yeah, so snitches encouraged to call by the Lawrence police if you witness a violation of the order. They particularly want to target businesses. It's really sad. Sad. But it's not as sad as what we're going to report in the next hour. Do you remember in the beginning of all of this when there a Stanford medical professor, who's also a doctor, who's also a professor of statistics, John Ioannidis warned, hey, you know, coronavirus is the same. It's the same kind of virus as a cold. You know, it's possible the fatality statistics might be right in line. Well, the first study is out showing that there's virtually no difference fatality-wise between the coronavirus that is the common cold and this coronavirus. Let's see how long the media can ignore this. It's stunning. The results of this study, in fact, so stunning That group of doctors wrote to Angela Merkel in Germany to warn her, hey, this thing might not be as deadly as we thought. Here's the facts. We're going to talk about all that coming up. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. Texture rates. We're still too drunk out here in Lawrence to pick up a phone. Hey, that's on you. Another texture rate. I feel like we're going to lose in November. I have no idea. I don't. You got me. Texture rates. Dear, if my memory is correct, Venezuela released criminals in mass also. Is there more to this? A nefarious plan afoot? I don't know. What do you think? Texture rates. I understand what you're saying, but McMaster is 100% to blame. What about the beachgoers, park people, and shopaholics who disregard any call on them to be put in jail? Yeah. Texture rates. Tara, I'm a hazardous commodities transportation engineer specialist, gasoline hauler, from Massachusetts, but I now live in Simpsonville. What generous government program do I contact to get hazard pay? P.S. Pelosi is from her father, the devil, Bill Gates also. Okay. I just read the text line, folks. I'm not responsible for the content. Texter writes, hey, Tara, isn't stay in prison the same as stay at home? Well, prisoners are also highly valuable Democrat voters. So no, not for them. For you, yes, not for them. Texter writes, no money, no food, no drugs. People going to take from you. Together is out the door at this point. Well, if we don't get the unemployment office up and running.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.